Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Now, if you'll just follow me, we'll head over to the chemical overreaction section. Wah, 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 wah. Oh, hey there, Guy Razzie.
Mindy, what's with all the trifold poster boards, and who are all these people?
Oh, I thought you heard. I'm throwing an unscience fair.
Oh, a science fair?
No, an unscience fair. It's where we celebrate the biggest and baddest ideas in the name of science. You want to help us judge this round?
Sure.
Yes. Okay, here's your judge's rubric, or score sheet if you're fancy.
Whoa, Mindy, why is your rubric on this really heavy red brick?
So you can feel the weight of your decisions, Guy Raz. Now, let's head over to the next project up here. Oh, here we are. So this science experiment is called Beansmobile.
Okay, it says the scientific question is, how many cans of beans does it take to give your car enough gas to drive?
Well, beans sure make people gassy. What did they find?
Well, looks like they filled the beans in their gas tank and the car immediately stopped working.
That sounds amazing! Guy Raz, I think we may have just found the worst idea in science.
I think so. Say, you know what wouldn't be such a bad idea?
Recreating this experiment with the motor pickle?
No, starting the game show.
Oh, right. Hold on. I just need to add an Anything for Science ribbon to this poster real quick. There we go. So, why don't you take us away, buddy?
Hit the snooze alarm.
Melt the ice cubes.
And send the notes in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after laughing so hard there are visible boogers, it's
2 Whats and a Wow!
Wowzers, it's time for another scientific round of 2 Whats and a Wow.
2 Whats and a Wow.
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats. And the category for today is Anything for Science. Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it. Wowzers, we are going to present you with 3 scientific statements about odd things that have been done in the name of science. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other 2, just a couple of made-up whats!
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements is a true wow about scientists? Is it A, scientists have discovered that playing Beatles music helps to keep mosquitoes from biting other animals?
Or is it B, scientists have figured out how to turn the Earth into a giant fruit?
Or is it C, scientists will dress up like pandas to teach them how to act with other pandas?
When you think you have the answer, whisper it to the nearest graduated cylinder.
We're going to take a quick break to give you a chance to think, and when we come back, we'll reveal whether your wow is the winning wow.
Two What's in a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. Grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the winning wow.
But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about scientists and challenged you to guess which one was the one true wow.
Was it A, scientists have discovered that playing Beatles music helps to keep mosquitoes from biting other animals?
Or was it B, scientists have figured out how to turn the Earth into a giant fruit?
Or was it C, scientists will dress up like pandas to teach them how to act with other pandas?
And to answer today's question, joining us by phone, it's Rosie from California. Rosie, what's the wow?
My wow is that scientists will dress up as an adult panda in front of panda orphans to teach them to live with pandas and not humans.
Winner, winner, panda suits for dinner!
If you guessed C, that scientists dress up like pandas to teach them how to act with other pandas, congratulations, you found the winning wow!
It turns out that panda keepers in China are so dedicated to making sure that their panda cubs feel comfortable that they will dress up in panda suits and even cover themselves in panda pee and poop to mask their human smell.
They do this to minimize the stress of the panda cubs and also to prevent them from getting too attached to humans.
Now, if you guessed A, while it may not be music from the Beatles that researchers in Malaysia played a song from, they did play electric music artist Skrillex for mosquitoes for 10 minutes at a time. These researchers found that the music's high and low frequency beats made these mosquitoes less likely to bite.
And if you guessed B, you weren't too far off. A computational neuroscientist from the University of Oxford theorized what would happen if the Earth turned into a giant pile of blueberries.
The scientist, Anders Sandberg, projected that a planet made of blueberries would be a lot less dense and have a lot less gravity, so we would all weigh less. And while this smushy, soft blueberry planet sounds like the bouncy house of our dreams,
it's also believed that air trapped between the blueberries would rush to the surface and fling materials into space, and the interior of the planet would turn into a blueberry jam.
I never thought I'd say this, but maybe it's a good thing that our Earth is not made out of blueberries, Guy Raz.
Exactly. Now, Mindy, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they've won?
Guy Raz, all of our winning wowzers will be taking home their very own invisible, ungraduated cylinder.
Huh?
Next time you're looking for a tool to measure the volume of liquid, look no further than your ungraduated cylinder. Unlike graduated cylinders that graduated from cylinder school, ungraduated cylinders can still measure volume like nobody's business.
Okay, congratulations to all of our winning wowzers. That's about all the time we have for today.
But before we go, we have a little scientific challenge for you. We call it Operation Create Your Own Bonker Balls Experiment.
We learned that scientists do all kinds of experiments to answer questions in their world.
Even the Bonker Balls questions. So, Wowzers, we challenge you to come up with your own Bonker Balls experiment.
First, come up with a research question. What in the world do you want to learn?
Maybe you want to find out what would happen if the sun became one giant donut. Or what would happen if you gave naked mole rats little wigs to wear?
Then, come up with a hypothesis or an educated guess at what the answer to your question might be.
Finally, think of a way to test your hypothesis and write down what your experiment might look like.
And don't forget to take a photo or a video of your Bonker Ball science ideas. Grown-ups, you can upload pictures and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
That's all the time we have for today. Until next time,
keep on wowing.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey. Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Alishaba Itoop and Marian Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by the Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.